That's right. Happy Tuesday to you. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie, but John Lopez is back. Figgy Figs on the steel wheels. And we got audio from Rafael Stone to get to, GM of the Rockets, who spoke to the media for the first time this offseason. The Rockets making all sorts of moves here recently. Big winners of the offseason to this point. And we'll hear from the guy in charge. You can always text the show, 713-572-4610. Get to us on the YouTube and Twitch chats as well. We try to be as interactive with you as we can. Reach out to the show anytime. Obviously, the Rockets, we talked about this yesterday with Chris Partee, but with everything becoming official on Sunday, you officially get Durant, Clint Capella, and then you get that Cam Whitmore trade over the weekend as well. First, before we hear from Stone, John, what were your thoughts on the Cam Whitmore deal? Were you sad to see him go? Did you think it was expected? What'd you think?
I wouldn't say expected. No, I wouldn't go that far. But I think it was just another tell. And frankly, you're going to hear Rafael Stone tell us exactly the same thing. It was a tell, like, this is not, we're not in the business of developing anyone anymore. I mean, that's just not what we do. So once it happened, I was like, all right. I mean, it's pretty clear now. This is a finals or bust. I won't say championship or bust, but it is a finals or bust team.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Let's hear it from the man himself. Here was Stone yesterday talking about the reasons for trading Cam Whitmore over the weekend.
I just think, yeah, we're just not a developmental team right now. It's really like we wanted to provide Cam with the opportunity to do in his career what we still believe he very much can do. So I think Cam's insanely talented, really nice young man, and wanted to provide him an opportunity to go home and be in a situation where he could really play through mistakes in a way that we never could afford him just in the iteration of the Rockets that he joined.
Yeah, I mean, he would rot on the bench, you know, and I know that's harsh, but that's an old saying in basketball. That guy's just going to have to rot on the bench, and I think that's what he would have had to do.
He was rotting on the bench last
year. Yeah, he was rotting on the bench last year.
Yeah, we dissected it yesterday. I just don't think he's a good fit for this Rockets team and where they are. I think he's going to go score a bunch of points for the Wizards, and some people may say, like, oh, we could have had him here in Houston, but he just doesn't fit what the Rockets are trying to do. Now, with that said, and I agree with Stone's comments there, I'm not going to try to pick him apart or claim he's not being honest. But the one thing I've been saying, and I'm not alone in this, throughout the offseason, is that my one concern with this roster is the guard position, specifically like the ball handler, the point guard. And to his point, I'm with him on that, which is why I'm then concerned about Reed Sheppard playing a bigger role. And I know there's a difference. Sheppard was a number 3 pick. Cam Whitmore was the number 20th pick, and he had already slid through the draft, and there were some other issues. He was in the doghouse, so it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. But I do worry about Sheppard still has to develop. So if you're not a developmental team, which I agree with, I worry about the idea of maybe that second point guard being Reed Sheppard, who I do think needs to still develop throughout this season while you're trying to win a championship.
Well, he does. I think he's going to be, of all the pieces on this squad, as much of a complete team as it's appearing to be now, that is the very obvious, it's not complete yet. And Stone said as much as well, flat out. Reed Sheppard is going to have to be very good for us, period. I mean, that was his word. So you're not wrong. I think that's the biggest question moving forward.
Yeah, it is. Now, Stone was asked, will you bring in another guard? Here's what he said yesterday.
I mean, I like our team as is. We always look for opportunities to do various things, but we're hard capped at the first apron and we have no space left. So I think very likely we'll enter the season looking very similar to the way we look at right now.
Enter the season. Remember what he said there. This is going to be a story of how good is that guard play? How good is Reed Sheppard? That's going to be the story moving forward. Now, you're in a position where you can have other guys, fill those roles in certain situations, but you still need, someone other than Van Vliet to be able to run the show. So enter the season. I think that he's being, sincere. That doesn't mean it's going to stay that way.
It's true.
Yeah.
I want the name I kept throwing out was Tyus Jones. He ended up signing with the Magic for 1 year, $7 million. And so I think there's a way where you could have found a way to make something like that work. Instead, they devoted a lot of their resources to obviously bring back Steven Adams. You go get Clint Capella. You add more size, and that seems to be where they're leaning towards. Mm-hmm. Let's hear Stone, the cut 7, please, Figgy. Here was Stone talking about this whole double big idea, which worked so well for them last year, and now it seems like they're leaning into it even more this year. Here's what Stone had to say about that.
For sure. We love that lineup. Once we discovered it last year, we thought it was really, really effective for us. Also, Clint just adds something we don't have in terms of being kind of a center who can move a little bit easier on the perimeter, also as a lob threat. Finally, we just think depth is super important, and as we're trying to make it through the season, we don't want there to be a huge drop-off. So we did not anticipate going into free agency that we would be able to get Clint, but we're ecstatic when that materialized.
I mean, you guys know I've been a big fan of the double big line. I'm trying to remember the timeline. It really wasn't until January, right?
Yeah.
Until they really started digging in on that, and then they sort of tinkered with it for a few games, and then it became very obvious that it was good and effective. And so now, you know, you're almost even more encouraged because they really didn't even have a full season of implementing it. They've got better players, and I thought it was very key what he said there about Capella being able to do other things, especially when you have, you know, a good passer like Şengün and Durant can do some things, obviously, as well, who can go to the rim for lobs as well. He can start outside or inside as the double big. I think that's going to be that's the most exciting thing for this team for me going in, is how the double bigs should get even better.
Yeah, they should. And to your point, Capella is the most athletic of that trio, so that helps. Obviously it worked really well last year. I like the idea of the double big. My concern is just leaning too much into it and ignoring what we've already talked about of that guard position, where you add Clint Capella, where maybe that's more of a luxury than a need. And I still, maybe they'll prove me wrong, I still feel like you need a veteran behind Fred VanVleet more so than Reed Sheppard. Maybe Reed will prove me wrong though.
No, I don't disagree, but I also feel what it does do is it makes the offense run a little bit more through the high post, or specifically Şengün. And so it kind of mitigates just how much the point guard has to run the show versus maybe getting the ball to the right person and spotting up. What does Reed Sheppard do? Spots up.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's what their philosophy is.
Yeah, we'll see how it all. By the way, Reed Sheppard is playing in the summer league, so I'm sure he'll go off and people will get really excited there, but we'll see how this offense all meshes together. Before we go, let's hear a little more from Stone. Obviously, the big move this offseason was trading for Kevin Durant. That involved moving on from Jalen Green. Let's first, Figgy, do a cut five, please. Here's Stone on what went into the decision to trade for Kevin Durant and bring him to Houston.
It's Kevin Durant. You know, I think he's really good. He's super efficient. He had a great year last year. So, I mean, he's obviously not he's not 30 anymore, but he hasn't really fallen off. And we just think, we think he has a chance to really be impactful for us.
The question that you didn't hear was what went into the thought process? What was the thought process for acquiring Kevin Durant? He's Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
If you could get him how they did without giving up too much, like go get him and bring him in and see if this could all work out. Now, obviously, Jalen Green goes out in that deal. Figgy, cut four from Stone, please, on the GM talking about trading Jalen Green away, obviously getting them Durant. Here's what he had to say about Green.
Was it a difficult decision to move on from Jalen Green?
Yeah, like Jalen's awesome. He did everything we asked. He's a wonderful combination of talent and work ethic, along with being just a great human being. And any time that you have the privilege to work with someone who is talented and works really hard and is really nice, you should value it. And so for organizationally, we've valued him tremendously. So, yeah, very hard.
And that was a silly question,
Did he do too much there? Was he trying to sell it to? Yeah.
Yeah, are we buying that?
Was it a difficult decision to move on from Jalen Green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever your voice goes up like that.
I don't know if it was that difficult.
You're usually lying.
That must have been a silly question.
And he just said, it's Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And then he goes, yeah.
Like.
That stood out to me. I don't know.
That's a lot.
That's a little suspicious. There was a show, a short-lived show on Fox 20 years ago called Lie to Me, where a guy could detect when people were lying. I think
that would have been a tell.
Yeah. That's a tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great drop, though. It's a great drop to have. On the text line, 832 says, everyone's overlooking Aaron Holiday. Now, he does add LOL, but I think he's being honest because he then says, Holiday's played good basketball as our backup point guard, and fill in guy when he was out of the roster. I don't know. Then the Texans get screwed up.
No, but Reggie's a big fan of Aaron Holiday. I don't mind him, but I think you could have upgraded like you're talking about. Or let's Reed Shepard be the upgrade.
Yeah.
You know,
I think he's going to have to be.
Or if you talk about championship or finals or bust, hey, look at Chris Paul, man.
Yeah,
Chris
Paul. He's out there.
Yeah, he's clearly on the this is my last year.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I see people talking about that. I don't think I want Chris Paul.
As a backup?
No, I don't think I want him on my roster. I feel like he's almost like a kiss of death for these teams. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want him.
Yeah.
He's good for...
He never been to a finals either. Oh, he been to one, I think, with Phoenix. That year Phoenix was in the finals,
he
right?
He was on that squad?
Yeah, was he on that team? I guess so.
Mm-hmm. I think so. But he ain't have a chance.
No.
No, it usually doesn't end well with him in the locker room around the roster. I like Holiday. I still don't think that is the best option or the guy that's going to get you over the top. We'll see. Maybe it's Reed Shepard. I just worry for exactly what he said about Cam Whitmore. Mm-hmm. We're not here to develop guys. We're trying to win a championship. But then you also have to develop Reed Shepard. So hopefully it works out. But that's just my concern. Time for the question of the day. What's the most uncomfortable thing about traveling right now? And not necessarily just talking about air travel and taking your shoes off and taking your laptop out of your bag, all that sort of stuff. Anything. Once you get to the destination, if it's a road trip, any sort of travel, what's the most uncomfortable thing about your travels these days? Let us know. 713-572-4610. We'll get to those responses when we come back. It's In the Loop.